Don't go into the water, it's full of shit. Dave Kerr, East London Socialist Party in the blockbuster movie Jaws, where a small coastal community is menaced by a great white shark, the film's tagline is, "Don't go into the water." Today, in Britain, that warning should be resurrected. Not because of a lurking marine monster, but because our waterways are being choked by an even bigger threat, raw sewage. The scale of this pollution is staggering, with thousands of tons of it being illegally discharged by privately owned water companies, more than 400,000 discharges last year. The water quality of Britain's rivers and lakes has catastrophically slumped in the last 5 years. According to the government's Environment Agency, EA, all of our rivers and lakes are polluted beyond legal limits. Yet the EA has only prosecuted 174 cases of illegal discharges in the last decade. As well as privately owned water companies continuing to dump raw untreated sewage into rivers, this ecological disaster is also due to fertilizer runoff, typically from mega farms, and illegal chemical discharges from businesses. According to environmentalist George Monbiot, the entire river, Wye, stinks of chicken shit, from the 10 million birds being reared in the catchment. Privatize the highly profitable water industry, privatized by the Tory Thatcher government, extracts so much groundwater that feeds our rivers, that many chalk streams and rivers face extinction. Of course, it's easier for the water companies to extract groundwater than spend money repairing water infrastructure. 3 billion liters of water is lost through leaking pipes every day, repairing and replacing old sewage systems, and building new reservoirs. Dozens have been sold off following privatization. Tory government cuts have meant the EA and its parent Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs aren't sufficiently monitoring or prosecuting illegal discharges of chemicals from companies and aggregaziness. In 2016, 97% of rivers were described as being in good chemical health. In 2019, the figure was 0%. And this river pollution doesn't only mean dead fish. Toxic chemicals leaking into the environment have been linked to an increase of cases of human diseases. After 4,000 people signed a petition, Oxford City Council applied for a section of the River Thames to have bathing water status, in order to stop Thames water discharging raw sewage into it. In 2019, in Oxford, raw sewage was dumped into the Thames on the equivalent of 82 days. In 2018, the Tory government set out its 25-year plan to clean up the environment, including clean and plentiful water. However, none of its targets are likely to be achieved. The best that can be hoped for is that this policy paper is recycled. Private ownership of the water industry has been an unmitigated disaster, and threatens public health. It must be renationalized with no compensation to fat cat shareholders. But given the connivance of capitalist governments with the polluters, it's also abundantly clear we need a workers' government, to protect the interests of the majority.